Gas flares from a tower above the flood. A few kilometers away, dozens of vehicles carrying fuel, food, and life-saving medicines are stranded as highways and bridges are damaged. Bayelsa, one of Nigeria's leading oil-producing states, is cut off. Devastating floods have hit nearly 1.5 million people.
Everybody is affected, either directly or indirectly. Everybody is affected. So it's a disaster of monumental dimensions. We are cut off from civilization. We are cut off from everything. Yeah.
As victims flock to camps, concern is rising about shortages. The displaced speak of inadequate food rations. Major streets have become waterways. Wooden boats ply streets instead of cars. And as conditions worsen, health concerns rise. These images scare health workers and victims alike. Sick people in camps and the potential for a health emergency.
Officials say the water in Bayelsa State may not be safe for drinking as its sources have been contaminated. That means there could be outbreak of diseases in days to come, as pharmacies are unable to stock because of damage to roads and bridges.
The federal authorities say they have played their part with promises of more aid.
We have deployed hundreds of trucks of relief items, food and non-food items, to these affected areas. In fact, to the whole country, in all the states of the Federation, including the federal capital territory.
As flood devastate this oil-producing state, concerns rise about Nigeria's output and the safety of oil installations.
We'll make sure that they are adequately protected because we have stepped up our operations and we have heightened security.
An assurance that will be welcomed by a jittery energy market. But for victims of this year's disaster, what would comfort them more is finding shelter and food to feed the hungry. So far, they say, they haven't gotten enough. Ahmed Idris, Al Jazeera, Yenagoa.